Добрый вечер всем. У нас сегодня в гостях Мелисса Ланцман. Она баллотируется в том округе, который вы хорошо знаете, потому что этот округ долгое время держал Питер Кент. А он ушел на пенсию. Он человек уже не молодой, ушел на пенсию. И Мелисса Ланцман баллотируется на это место. Я думаю, что она на самом деле выиграет. Но тем не менее, мы с ней все-таки поговорим заранее, до того, как она выиграет, чтобы наша публика немножко узнала, о ком идет речь. Мелисса, добрый вечер.
Ай, как дела?
Окей, я сразу всех предупрежу, что мы будем, поскольку я знаю Мелиссу через своего сына, она немножко постарше наших детей, но тем не менее, я буду говорить с ней так же, как мы обычно разговариваем со своими детьми. Мы им говорим по-русски, они отвечают по-английски, потому что нам удобнее говорить по-русски, а им удобнее говорить по-английски отвечать, поскольку на «вы», да, или на «ты», ты хорошо понимаешь по-русски, вот мы так и будем общаться. Значит, во-первых, я хочу, чтобы немножко наши радиослушатели узнали, кто ты и что ты, да, кто первый раз в своей жизни слышит это имя. Поэтому расскажи три вещи о себе, которые, потому что attention span у всех очень вот такой маленький-маленький. Sure. Поэтому три вещи, чтобы они могли запомнить, да.
Okay, I speak Russian really poorly, but I understand everything. I was born and raised in Thornhill. My parents came here in the mid-70s from Odessa, and I was raised in a strong conservative home to two hardworking parents who I am so proud to carry on their legacy and hopefully serve our community in Parliament coming up.
It's two things. Third one.
Okay, the third one. Well, I'm running because I think this election is important. And I think that Justin Trudeau has squandered our ability to be the best country in the world. And I want to make sure that I have a seat at the table to hold him to account and to bring better government to Canadians.
Это такое официальное начало, да, а не официальное начало. Я говорю, чтобы народ запомнил.
Okay, well, это... I gotta tell you, I'm a big fan of I'm a big baseball fan. Okay. Again, I was born and raised in Thornhill in a Russian speaking house, and I went to French school.
So you speak French as well.
I do. Getting
good,
ready.
At least three languages. Good for you. Okay. Давай немножко поговорим про консервативную программу, потому что консерваторы хорошо начали. То есть пока не сделали никаких серьезных ошибок, начали хорошо. Давай немножко поговорим про платформу. Что из всей платформы консервативной особенно ты собираешься давить в Торнхилле, да? На что ты собираешься сделать акцент?
Yeah, look, we were the first ones to put out a platform on the very first day. And like many other communities in Toronto and around Toronto in the GTA, people are concerned about affordability. They're concerned about the debt levels. They're concerned about healthcare. And our platform answers all of those questions with a plan for the future. We are going to raise the amount of money that we give to provinces for healthcare. It's the biggest thing in our platform. It's $60 billion to make sure that what happened in the last 18 months never happens again. We're going to help small businesses. We are going to get this economy off the ground because we are behind. And that's just a little bit of what's in our platform. We're going to fix the mental health system with a lot of infusion and a lot of work with the community. We're going to look at things like addiction and mental health, and we're going to do it within our means. We're not going to spend more than we have, and that's the point.
Окей, хорошо. А что вы будете делать по поводу, потому что выборы все-таки во время пандемии, да? Что вы будете делать по поводу антиваксеров, например? Потому что, с одной стороны, вы не можете cater to antivaxxers, иначе у вас нормальные люди, такие как мы с Женей, например, они перестанут уважать консерваторов. А с другой стороны, half of them is your base. What are you going to do?
I think vaccines are a matter of choice, and I chose to get vaccinated, and I would encourage people around me to get vaccinated. But the issue of vaccines should never, ever be political. I think Canadians have every single right to make their own health choices. And I think that we can use things like rapid testing to make sure that those who are most vulnerable are taken care of. Look, I got to tell you, I know that Justin Trudeau craves a majority. But dividing Canadians on this issue based on lies, I think, is going too far. And vaccines aren't political. They're choice.
I don't know.
That's what I think.
It shouldn't be a choice. Maybe it shouldn't be a choice.
Well, I believe it's...
I believe it's mandatory. Maybe it shouldn't be mandatory in certain places, at least.
Look, I don't think that that something like this should be mandatory. I've said that a lot of times. Look, for me, again, the vaccine was the right decision. For my family, it was the right decision. But that's my decision to make. And I think that's the decision of every Canadian. And we do have to get beyond this pandemic, and we might have to live with the pandemic for a long time. But we have to make sure that those that need to be protected are protected, and that everybody can go back to an open economy and living our lives.
То есть по поводу зеленого паспорта спрашивают?
You can certainly ask about a passport, but again, I think the issue of vaccines is one of choice, and the government needs to do a better job at educating those who are hesitant about a vaccine, about the benefits of getting a vaccine. But it's choice. It's choice like everything else is in this country, and that's why we live in a free country.
Окей, я поняла платформу на эту тему. То есть я прочитала между строк. Хорошо. Какие, еще раз я повторю, какие у тебя личные, вот как бы по поводу всей платформы, да, какие у тебя личные issues, которые бы ты хотела на них сделать акцент? Не те, которые делает... консервативная партия, а твои персональные. Вот ты выбрала. Вот this is my issue.
Of course. I've got a couple of it. First of all, we have to get the country under control, the spending under control. Thornhill has a large Jewish population. I'm part of that community, and I think that we really need to talk about how to combat anti-Semitism, how to make sure that people know how to spot it, and how to make sure that we hold those who engage in it and frankly are violent about it to account. I think there is issues in Thornhill about a subway that was promised when I was a teenager that I hope to take to my retirement party if it ever gets built. I'm going to push on that. And I think that a lot of people don't talk about mental health in this pandemic. And I think it's the silent pandemic that we are all going to face when this is over. And I think the federal government is in a position to make sure that we have a plan that works right across the country, and that we infuse that cash into community organizations that can really serve people. Enough with the golden shovels and the announcements of how much money we're throwing into something. It's time to get to work. And I think over the last 6 years, we've seen a government that has talked the talk and hasn't walked the walk.
Tell me, do you honestly believe that if Conservative Party wins with... why am I speaking English? I was going to speak Russian. Автоматически. Если консервативная партия придет к власти в этих выборах, проблема у Трюдо же не только с его политическими убеждениями, еще проблема в том, что некомпетентные люди работают, да? How sure are you, что с консервативной партии придут более компетентные люди, которые знают, что они делают?
Look, I'm sure. I've worked with this party for a long time. I've got a history in this party. I used to work for the Stephen Harper government for a number of years. And when when the economic crisis of 2008 happened, we ran a rather large deficit in Canada, and we balanced the budget by 2015. I was there throughout that entire stretch. And I think there was a competent vision for this country about how to get back on our feet. I think there was a competent vision about who we were in the world, what we stood for, who we believed with, who we were friends with on the world stage, who we traded with. And I think that the opportunity in this country between in those Harper years was far greater than it is today. And that has a lot to do with the people both elected, behind the scenes, and frankly, a conservative values mentality that I think was better for Canada than we have seen in the last 6 years.
Что мы будем делать с ценами на жилье? Какая-то есть по этому поводу?
Yeah, of course. So we this is actually in the very beginning of our campaign, and you'll hear more about it. We've come out with a plan, because you're absolutely right. Housing is unaffordable. Kids can't live where they grew up, or in the same neighborhood as their parents, or in any neighborhood at all. So I think there's a couple things that need to happen. And the first one in our platform is to ban that sale to foreign buyers if they're not going to live here. So that means, no empty condos in the sky where the lights are off because those tenants never had the intention of living here and are driving up those prices and driving down supply. And I think the second thing that your listeners need to know is that this is a supply issue. We've got to build more housing. We've got a plan to build 1 million new affordable homes in the next 4 years. And that is going to particularly apt in the GTA and the lower mainland, where those prices have gotten out of reach for most, first time home buyers. And even those who, even those who have found themselves comfortable in the rental market, or even those trying to move up, going from maybe a condo to a home or a townhome to a home. We've got to make sure that we live in a Canada where you can afford to live where your parents lived and that you can move up and get ahead.
Да, мои дети тоже бы не возражали жить в Торнхилле. Мы когда-то жили в Торнхилле, но не получается. Ты новый человек. Кто тебя поддерживает?
Look, I have the support of our longtime MP, who I think we need to say a little bit more about him than he's just retiring, because I think he's served as a great member of Parliament for the last 12 years. And Thornhill always had a voice at the table, and they always had a voice of one who is respectful and an MP in Peter Kent who was ethical and always put those issues forward. And I want Thornhillers to know that's going to continue. I'm one of the only candidates in the country that has the endorsement of our former Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who I am so proud to have worked with, who brought me into politics very formally as a job, and who I think is one of the best prime ministers to have ever run this country. And I think that if we can get back to conservative, strong conservative leadership, both in Thornhill and nationwide, we are in for a better Canada.
Кстати, по поводу Питера Кента, когда он был у нас известный борец за права человека и про то, что происходит в России, у нас было несколько ивентов, когда в свое время Борис Немцов приезжал, потом Карамурза приезжал, мы организовывали ивент. И Питер Кент всегда это поддерживал, всегда на этих ивентах появлялся. Are you going to do the same?
Yeah, absolutely. You can expect to get the same great service locally and the same strong voice nationally for what is right. Both in his role in foreign affairs, he had a strong role in Stephen Harper's government on in the environment, and I would only be so lucky to serve in an Erin O'Toole government in some capacity where we can actually make a difference. But if you're living in Thornhill, you're always going to have an MP who's accessible, who's reachable, and who's ethical.
Okay, we are counting on it.
All right. So 21 more days at least from today.
Okay, Мелисса, спасибо.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.